Look deep into the candle glow. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Look deep into the candle glow. We've all had the opportunity to have a candle glowing, some more, some less. And every time a candle glows, it does this very special thing. I'm always amused when I go into a room and there is a candle glowing and no one's paying any attention to it. I think to myself, how interesting. That's a living, vital, dynamic thing and no one's paying any attention to it. And I look at the candle and I see it glowing and I see it just unpretentiously doing its thing and not needing anyone to look at it for it to do its thing and be beautiful. And children in the room, they'll be throwing balls around and they'll miss the candle. It doesn't hit the candle to knock it over, as everyone thinks it might. And people are talking and not paying any attention to it. And then one little boy sits down, and he sits down on the hassock looking at the candle. And he stares at the flame, and he just forgets everything else. And as he looks at the flame, we wonder what's going on in his mind. But we see a very peaceful attitude come over him, because the attitude of the candle, an attitude of peace, an attitude of delight and relaxation, it sort of covers everyone who looks at it too. And so this little boy became very peaceful, became very relaxed. But he sat there straight. His back was straight. His hands were folded in his lap. He was just sitting on the hassock there, cross-legged, and just looking at the candle. Now, he didn't care whether anyone noticed him looking at the candle or not. He just looked at the candle. And as he looked at the candle, his body continued becoming more and more illumined. And everyone who looked at him just thought, my, isn't that wonderful? He's so relaxed, he's so peaceful, he's so illumined. Not one person who saw the experience went over to do it themselves. And they didn't go over to do it themselves because they are not trained to listen within. They're not trained to be at peace with themselves. We can look at anything in life. It doesn't matter what it is. A candle, a tree that's standing in the yard, a flower, a blade of grass, a cloud in the sky, or just look at our fingernails, look at the palm of our hand, see how beautiful it is. Don't try to judge what the palm says and how the palm looks, but just look at it and see what a beautifully structured hand that is, and how the fingers are so finely attuned to do everything, and how they're so perfect for in every way. And it reminds me of an article I saw in the National Geographic for November. It was a prehistoric bird. And the prehistoric bird had a rather killing beak, up, down, and so forth. And then it said, if man had lived at the same time as this bird, the bird would have been a little taller than the man. Oh. And the man would not have fared too well. But again, I was delighted as I looked at this prehistoric creature, and he had five exact toes. Now, apparently God, in making creatures, has done this consistently, giving five toes and five fingers, giving an eye, two eyes, a nose, something. Some creatures actually have three eyes, and a mouth, and ears, and all sorts of sensitivity and thing. And you think, gee, that's consistent in all creatures. That's consistent in all living creatures. I wonder, is it consistent in all creation, whether it's animal, mineral, or vegetable? You know, do vegetables all have that same type of structure that humanity does? And of course, the answer is no, not to our vision. not to our sight, but how do we know what a vegetable is? How do we know whether a vegetable is some form of life that we haven't understood? How do we know whether the rocks and minerals are a form of life that we're not familiar with? Well, when we look at a candle, we can get all the answers to every question we ever would want. We look at the candle, and the candle causes us to let go of all in the outer, and we just sort of reminisce on the inner. And as we look at the candle, we say, so many miracles are taking place in this world. So many miracles are happening in this life. It's just really fantastic. And then you listen, and pretty soon an inner voice tells you, that's not the beginning of it. Just sit still long enough, really long enough, undisturbed by anything in the outer, and I'll tell you a lot more, because I'm your inner self, and I already know all that. So we listen. We listen to our inner self. And as we listen to our inner self, we say, my goodness, isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? We realize that confusion is not chaos. Confusion is order. And chaos is not disorder. Chaos is order. Now, how do we figure that out? Well, they say that chaos is when a drop of water is falling, and it falls in an irregular pattern, and we call that chaos. Yet, if we were to study the drop of water long enough, we'd find that the drop of water has a certain repetitive rhythm that goes about it, that it has indeed an order and a value to it. Now, how do we know these things? How can we learn these things? How can we be in tune and in harmony with these things? Well, we can be in tune and harmony with these things as we listen within. And we listen within when we take every moment that we have, that every chance that we have, every opportunity that we have, to be still. When we see a candle, sit down and meditate on the candle. When you see a tree, stop and look at the tree and say, what a glorious thing. And look for the tree's beauty and its lines and its magic. Look for the plant and look for human beings. Don't look for good-looking people or bad-looking people. Look for people who are magic in themselves. Yeah, they have certain capacities and talents and abilities, and they're showing those out. And we look at a person and we say, as they said of Jesus, what good could come out of Nazareth, you know? What good could come out of Jerusalem? What good could come out of there? And surely there he was. And surely there you and I are. We're coming out of our innermost depths, of our innermost listening, and we're finding that there's beauty in this world that we haven't even begun to behold. Once we have, our purpose is to be ourselves and have fun. Remember who we are, okay? Once we have paid attention to where we are here on earth, paid attention to all the beauty that is here, and called everything good and very good, then we have made the biggest step of all. And the biggest step of all is to be one as all. And when we do that, magic takes place. And all this comes from when we let go and start looking at a candle. We let go and look at a piece of jewelry or a piece of trees or flowers or birds or bees or anything. And when we look at them all and call them good and very good, then we have made a giant leap toward our revelation of who we are and our inspiration, our word of what is good and beautiful. So walk that path if you like. I'm walking it and loving it very, very, very much. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.